Amen. How beautiful, how wonderful, amen, the presence of the Almighty God is tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Feel the cleansing beauty of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Something to bathe in, something refreshing, amen, and something to get your quenching of that thirst with. Amen. Tonight we want to go to Psalm, the 69th chapter. Thank you, Brother Moore, Sister Moore, for being with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalm 69. Amen. In this chapter, there's a desperate plea for help. And there's confidence in that cry for help in God's care. Are you thankful tonight that you could cry and you could make a plea, but it's not a vain cry? It's not just a, hey, is there anybody out there? I got somebody for me. If God be for me, woo, I got somebody to cry to. Amen. Isn't it amazing that a mama, I want you to say this, Sister Anna, you know the voice is every one of those girls. And if, let's just say, Abigail screams out, mama knows a cry that is hurting, a help cry. She has discernment as a mama to tell whether she's just playing or she's meaning it. And I guarantee you, I don't care who is in the house, she's not ashamed to come running for the rescue of her baby. Hallelujah. And tonight I'm glad I have a God who is not hesitant, who knows my cry. The scripture said, hear my cry and attend unto my, hear my cry and attend unto my what? Prayer. From the ends of the earth will I, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to a rock that is higher than I. Man, I got a God that hears my prayer tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm the 69th chapter tonight, verse 5. He says, oh God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. God, you know my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from you. God knows my foolishness. Praise God. Lord, we thank you tonight for knowing. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for being one tonight. Lord God, that you will not hide from me when I call, that you will not turn your back, but Lord, as a child, I'm able to run to you, cry to you, and reach to you, and you're a God that reaches back with great love and power and mercy. Thank you tonight for what you're going to do. Amen. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Have you ever done something foolish? I mean, and after you've done it, you had to give yourself a talk. It's not a pep talk, it's a kick talk. You kicked yourself because you did something foolish. Maybe you listened to somebody and you took money out of your savings and invested it in it and come to find out it was a scam. Have you done something foolish? Well, you just could not help it, but you had to buy this thing because it appealed to you. I just had to have this. Maybe it was a gadget or a gizmo or a device or something that you felt, oh, I just got to have. And when you got it, you were fooled. That means you've been fooled before. How many's ever did that before? You regret it. And foolishness, have you ever said anything that was foolish and regretted it? There's times they tell you whatever size shoe you have is whatever size mouth you have. Because you're going to put your foot in your mouth. And there are people that may not have size 14 shoe, but have an 18, size 18 mouth. Because they had to put both feet inside their mouth. How many's ever had to put your foot in your mouth, so to speak? Foolishness. Have you ever done something and I can remember in the middle of the night having to get up and take care of business in the middle of the night in a hotel room, and I ended up walking in the closet. I'm going, oh no, I thought the bathroom was right here. And I thought, you idiot. How many's ever had an occasion like that? Come on, I'm not the only one here today. Amen. Foolishness. But let's go a step further. Have you ever done something foolish against God? Tell you what, God's not fooled by foolishness. Been foolish where you knew better, but you did it anyway. Amen. When you step across the line of knowing better, it puts you in jeopardy because you go against God. The Bible says rebellion is as the sin of what? Rebellion is something that you know what you're doing wrong, but you just taking a little chance and a little gamble and a little foolish option you've taken. Amen. Oh, friend, there's some regrets I have in my life because of some foolish choices. And I've done foolish things and foolish ways and things that you can't ever dig out. There's some things that people dig a big hole in their life by foolish choices. Never, ever, they ever, ever to get away from that. People always remember them. There's people done actions and deeds that people always will point their finger at. Irrevocable choices that they can never be redeemed from. And how crazy it is. And I'm not into politics, but just this last week, our president pardoned his son after saying that and making a vow that he wouldn't. And now he has to live and go to his grave with the whole world, even those that were in his party saying, this man is a liar. Something, even if he said, I changed my mind, some things are just too late. And regret is not something that is easily taken back. This man will never outlive what he done because of a foolish choice. But I'm thankful tonight that I have a God, amen, who looks at our foolishness and sees in our foolishness, amen, the heart and the soul. Your child, amen, I don't care how foolish they get, they're still your child. And the prodigal son did a foolish thing. He did a foolish thing that day when he left home. But friend, he had to rise up and get back to Father's house. I'm glad that Father didn't say, no, there's no room for Mr. Foolish here. But the Father met him, put his arms around him, robed him, and welcomed him back. I'm glad I have a God who reaches out and has grace for foolishness. That's what I want to talk to you about tonight. Grace for my foolishness. Grace for my foolishness. You know, Psalm the 38th chapter, verse 5, is another psalm that I look at today, and it says, my wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. He said, my wounds are fouled and festering because of my foolishness. You stink. You wounded yourself. You messed up yourself because of a foolish choice. But I'm glad tonight that I have a God that hears the cry of somebody that recognized they were foolish. Now, there are some people that are fools. The Bible says, call no man a fool. But by their action, they're fools in that they're deceived by their own ways and they never admit that they're wrong. But those that recognize you have been foolish and you come to God and you admit, God, I need you. I have messed up myself. Amen. Those that will rise up and get out of the pig pen, I'm glad I have a God who has grace for you and I. Amen. Hallelujah. Even though your wounds are foul, smelling, and festering because of foolishness, I'm glad to have a God who is able, amen, to step in and hear you cry. You know, Psalm the 39th, that was 38:5, 39 in verse 8 says, deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the reproach of foolishness. I'm glad that my God can deliver us from all our transgressions. Everything we've done, we transgressed against God. And I have a God who's still able to deliver. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, God's still in the delivering power. God's still in the operation to deliver. He still has power to deliver. And he's in the business tonight to reach down to the utmost. My God still can save. Amen. And I read also Numbers, the 12th chapter, verse 11. Aaron said to Moses, Miriam and Aaron, they began to come against Moses. And listen what happened. Because they began to counter him with jealousy because of a choice that he made, Miriam, Moses' sister, became a leper. And Aaron said, oh my Lord, please, Moses, do not lay this sin on us in which we have done foolishly and in which we have sinned. I'm glad tonight I have a God who's able to revoke foolishness by his great blood. Are you thankful that God is able to wash away your stench? Amen. All the festering stink of your life. Amen. When, oh friend, everywhere you go, everybody knows what you've done. It stinks. And you're around them. And everybody looks at you and they said, oh, we know you. Oh, we know what you've done. But I'm glad I have a God, amen, who's more than able to perfume the pig. You could perfume a pig, but that pig don't change. You could bathe a pig, put a pretty bow on it, clean it up. And oh, friend, but that pig has a nature of going back to the mire. But I'm glad that when my God washes us and my God works on us, he gives us power to become an overcomer. Amen. I don't want to be labeled and stay in the rut of foolishness. I want to be an overcomer by the power of God's goodness and by God's grace. Amen. So tonight, we often fail, we often falter, and we often fall, but this is that place when somebody's down that many times the enemy of our soul brings what we call condemnation. And it's kind of like a little kid would look at another kid and say, ooh, look what you've done. Ooh, CJ, you're not worthy to lift your hands. Look what you've done. How many's ever experienced condemnation where the enemy of your soul said, ooh, how can you praise God? Hey, friend, I've got a right to praise God. My God is a God of goodness and grace. Oh, thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Sometimes prideful shame holds us back. You know, we ought to be ashamed for what we've done. I agree. There ought to be remorse. And I believe in our hour, people are not ashamed anymore. God gives shame, and there ought to be sinful shame. Where a person has contrition, they have that feeling of shamefulness where they bow that. Today, people are not ashamed of sin. They're not ashamed to talk if filthy in front of people. We live in a world where shame is no longer in the play. Amen. They live a life they don't even care. They're numb. Their foolish heart is darkened. Their conscience is destroyed. But the enemy loves it when it's that way. But there's a sense of prideful shame when you begin to think, I can't go back. I can't go back to God. And pride and shame begin to work together as two partners that hold you down. And they begin to lock you down and put you in a place where you feel, I can't go back to God. Oh, it's not worth it. Look what in the mess I've made. Look all the problems I've caused. Nobody will love me. Nobody cares about me. That's the first voice of the enemy working in your life. When he lets pride and prideful shame work and operate and begin to hold you and captivate you. I'm glad I have a God that I could run to tonight. Amen. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. He knows our voice and he knows us in our foolishness. But I got a God has grace for foolishness. Amen. God, I don't want you to stay and be hung up in your mess ups. So many people get hung up in their mess ups and they can't get past their past. But I'm glad tonight that the truth works when applied. Hallelujah. The truth works when applied. Amen. It's kind of like toothpaste. It works, but you got to get it out of the tube. You got to put it on the toothbrush. You got to apply it. Amen. Tonight, amen, God has more than deodorant for you. But God has a new beginning for you and cleansing and forgiveness. Amen. Grace for the foolishness. Amen. The simplicity of truth and the complexity of truth and the mystery of truth. Think about that. Simplicity of truth. The complexity of truth and the mystery of truth comes alive with something so simple called obedience. Woo! Just the simple things of truth comes alive. Think about it. A seed planted starts germinating when it's buried. And when you come to Jesus Christ and get your sins buried in the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, truth starts germinating and working in your life. The complexity of truth is this. Amen. We can't understand how. Amen. Oh, and there's a mystery of truth. We don't understand, amen, how God can do it, how God can work. Amen. How great. I'm going to tell you, there's not enough technology to figure God out. But one thing I know, amen, oh, friend, I have a God that still honors his word. When you apply truth, amen, the God of truth will step up for you. He's a God that has grace for your foolishness. Obedience. Well, that's a hard word. Everybody say obedience. Obedience in action is faith working in your life. You put obedience in action, faith starts comes alive in you. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Something happens when faith comes alive. Amen. The power of God starts working. The undeserved goodness of God comes to our rescue when we recognize our own foolishness. And we start admitting some things. I want to talk to you tonight, just a few moments, about grace for your foolishness. Think about recognizing the web of foolishness. When somebody begins to realize that foolishness sometimes is a trap set for ourselves through poor choices, rash words, lack of faith, to where we go and get caught in the trap. Amen. I want to just tell you, amen, you don't have to live with your head in the commode. You've got a choice to pick your head up. There's some people constantly standing in the lowliness of life. They want to keep their head in the septic tank. But friend, my God wants you to be a winner, not a loser. God wants you to have victory, not to be a victim. Amen. Foolishness has a web. And temptation's net, how it begins so subtly, like a small thread that starts forming a web. And pretty soon that thread, just little bitty things, it don't take big things to cause you to get lost and do foolishness and live a life that is anti-God. The Bible says a little foxes do what? Little things will mess you up. A little leaven completely changes the whole lump, the Bible says. And little things, little foolishness will make a fool out of you. Huh. Samson, he became reckless with Delilah's deceit. And it shows that through the web of temptation and pride, he went down and he lost what God had given him. But I'm thankful that in the end, God restored his strength for one final act. I'm thankful today that God still has grace today for foolishness. Amen. Hallelujah. The pain of foolishness. Many people. Amen. David acknowledged a while ago about personal wounds that were ranking, stinking, and festering up. Amen. Oh, he gives an endorsement to the physical side of foolishness, the spiritual side of foolishness, and the corruptness of foolishness. Amen. I'm thankful tonight that we have acknowledged tonight in this place that sometimes we become a far off and a foolish person. But I'm thankful tonight that I have a God of grace, a God of love, a God that says, I have for you what you need. perils of foolishness. David's adultery and his murder. His moral failure caused a ripple effect. The sorrow in his family, in his life. But in Psalms 51, we find the psalmist, David, finding grace through what we call repentance. See, you can't get to God without repentance. Repentance is still in order. Repentance is still in the book today for us. Jesus said these words, except you repent, you're going to perish. If you don't turn, you're going to burn. Amen. I'm thankful that God waits for those that will repent and make their turn to Him, even when they've been foolish. Praise God. Hallelujah. Simon Peter, we heard Brother Schubert talk about it. He denied Jesus Christ. It brought bitter tears. But eventually he was restored because he came back repenting. God's grace in our foolishness, the goodness of God, He's willing to forgive. He's willing to redeem. And He's willing to restore us despite the traps. Even the willful transgression, brother. Even things that we allowed. Amen. Oh, and I know the enemy sometimes will set traps, but there are some things that are our own making. There's some foolishness that nobody else caused. Amen. We can't blame it on the devil. We can't blame it on our wife. We can't blame it on our mama. We can't blame it on our brother. We can't blame it on our sister. Hey, A number one caused it. Amen. Foolishness. Even when we have done it, I'm glad I have a great God who has grace to help in the time of need. Amen. Examples of grace. We talked about the prodigal son. I'm thinking, you know, he squandered his inheritance foolishly. Think with me. Yet the father embraced it. When the father embraced that miserable, pig stinking individual, it demonstrated unmerited favor, unmerited, undeserved grace. Tonight, how many times God has put His arms around you and you didn't deserve one bit of it? How many times God has protected you? And even when you were going foolishly, recklessly the wrong direction, you said things you shouldn't say. You did things that you... But grace of God was there. Undeserved goodness of God was in action. I'm thankful tonight I have a good God, aren't you? Amen. Hallelujah. He's not willing that any should perish. Man, it seems that there are times that people, they start doing wrong and we get upset. We want to help them out and kick them over, don't we? We want to give them a hard kick somewhere. But I want to tell you, the hard kick comes whenever they realize what a mess they've made in their life. Amen. When you admit, God, I'm in a mess. Amen. You're in a blessed place because there's nowhere else to look but to God. The scripture said, the psalmist said, in my despair, I cried to the Lord and He heard my cry. Tonight, you ought to lift your hands and thankful. Amen. Be thankful for Him hearing your cry in the midst of your foolish despair, in the midst of your continuance, the times where you just did your own thing. Tonight, I'm so thankful for the grace and the goodness of God. Come on, let's thank the Lord. Lift your voice. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, oh God, for forgiving me, in spite of my foolishness, in spite of my ways. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. 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 Sometimes that old net gets around us. We start getting embalmed, embossed, surrounded, tied up. And we start examining ourselves and realize, where has the glory of God gone? We shake ourselves like Samson. Where's the power of God now? I'm bound up. And I can't break free. That's when we go to the Word of God and start saying, God, help me. I need You. I need Your help. Amen. I'm thankful the grass may wither tonight, the flower may fade, but there's one thing that's going to stand forever is the word of God. Amen. God is a keeper of his promise tonight. I'm talking tonight of the goodness of God in the midst, in spite of your foolishness. I have a God who just keeps on. Hey, grace hasn't ran out. Amen. The goodness of God. Hey, the arm of God is not short. The eye of God is not dim. And the ear of God is not deaf. My God is still able to reach where you're at, to hear your cry, and to touch your life and pick you up. I don't deserve it. But that's what we call grace. Hallelujah. Romans 8 verse 1, we live in grace. There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Grace empowers us not just to escape foolishness, but to live wisely. Some people hadn't learned that yet. There's some people God has given you escape, 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 and you hadn't learned your lesson. There's some people just foolish learners. There's some people have a learning problem. Well, when my daddy took off his belt, and there was something I learned from my daddy, what he would say, I'm going to learn you. You know, he said, I'm going to teach you. He said, I'm going to learn you. Amen. And when he took off that belt and I heard those belt loops go bloop, 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 he was supposed to learn me something. And saint of God, today there's been times the Lord has learned me. The Lord has taught me. I don't want to be a pitiful learner. I don't want to be one that just keeps on falling for the same old bait. But I want to be one that says, God, I want to follow what you're trying to get over. I want to hear what you're trying to say. I want to learn how to be a victorious person and overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the glory of God. Look at your neighbor and say, don't be a loser. Look at that same person in the eye and say, don't be a foolish loser. When God has so much for you, if you go to hell, hear me. If you go to hell knowing what you've known, it's going to be forever and ever and ever and ever, and keep saying ever and ever and ever. And I believe the worst part of hell is those that know the truth and did not walk in the truth. Nobody wants to go to hell, and you don't have to go to hell. I don't care how bad of a loser and a foolish person you've been. There's grace for the glory of God. I want you to reflect on the times that you've been caught in a foolish net. Will you begin to cry out to God's forgiveness and grace, and you trusted him and how the beauty of the Lord came, and you go, man, I don't deserve this. We need to get back to that place where we recognize grace as what it is. Something I don't deserve. Something I don't deserve. I don't deserve to be in the house of God tonight. Not one of us deserves to be here. But there's some people, they love to be seen. They think they have arrived tonight. Look at me. Look who I am. And you ever seen everybody, you know, oh, they had to be that one. They had to be the one in the spotlight. They had to be the one up there. Oh, I had to be first. I had to be. Friend, we even shouldn't even be here today. But because of the goodness and the love and the mercy of our God, he looked beyond our faults and he saw our needs. God has more than a pardon, but he has an equipping for us to live beyond foolishness. Hallelujah. I'm going to pull one of these men up here. I might as well get Wesley. He's a good one to use. Wesley, I want to use you tonight. Come on up here, bub. I appreciate it. Wesley, oh, how the enemy loves to tangle you up in his net. And that big old web, it's not like a spider web. Spider web, I mean, you watch. You could break through a spider web. You're not too much of a champion, but breaking down a spider web. But to a fly, to a cricket, that web is as fatal place. And to the net of foolishness, it could become a fatal place to you where the enemy wraps you up. I've watched a black widow spider completely wrap that web around a little cricket. And that cricket's trying to get loose, but it couldn't get loose. I've seen a black widow spider enweb a wasp. Even though that wasp had a stinger, that spider knew how to get him, caught him, and webbed him. But something bigger than a web tonight, a great big net. And pretty soon the enemy's looking at you and said, "Ooh, Wesley, look what you've been looking at on your phone. Wesley, look what you had been doing." You see, a lot of times the devil begins to bug you, not what you're doing, more than what you're doing. "Oh, Wesley, you've been getting up. You hadn't read your Bible in 3 days. Oh, Wesley, you hadn't been praying. Wesley, you come to church and put on the show. Oh, you haven't been. He begins to point that out. "Oh, Wesley. Oh, Wesley." And a Wesley is there pretty soon. Web all around you, net after net. And you're locked up. You can't worship God anymore. You come to the house of God, and pretty soon the devil says, "Ha, you really don't believe that anymore anyway." You start letting down. You start feeling, "I don't matter. That's just Brother Crosswhite. That's just Pentecostals. They just that way." Pretty soon you get numb. No heart, no conscience, conviction is gone. It leaks out. And you're just a foolish individual. Webbed in, locked in the net, and you can't break through. Brother Wesley, I want you to just, like if you are right there, let's put your hands by your side. I mean, you can't punch back anymore. You can't even go forward anymore. You're just locked in. Wesley, do you have a knife? He needs a knife. I need a man with a knife tonight. Amen. I knew I should have got one of the twin boys. Bring me that. Bring me a knife up here. Think about that net. I had a friend tell me of another friend that worked in the shrimping industry. His daddy taught him from day one. He said, "Son, always carry your knife." "Well, I'm on a boat, man. I can't even see the shore." "Son, always carry your knife. You're never going to know. You never know when something's going to happen. You twist your ankles in a rope. You never know what's going to happen when that rope starts pulling. Your ankle's tied in it. And pretty soon, amen, the weight of that's going to pull you overboard. You need a knife, son." And his friend heard that over and over. And by duty, he felt, he carried a knife. By duty, every morning when he got up, he had a knife. And, you know, he probably thought, "Daddy, you're crazy. Daddy, I got this. I don't need a knife. I don't need it. It's crazy. We're way out of here anyway." But Daddy always told him, "Son, you always need a knife. You may never use it. You may never have to use it, but you better carry one. Because there may be a time that you need that knife. It may save your life." His friend, while pulling in a net, somehow or another, the boat shifted. And somehow or another, when he fell on the outside of the net. But his right hand got caught in the hole of the net. The gaps in that net was about the size of a fist. And he could not remove his hand. And there he was hanging in the water, and the net was pulling him down. And with his left hand, he remembered, and in his mind, he said, "You know, Daddy told me to carry a knife." He reached on his belt, and he got his knife and opened it up. And when he did, he cut the net that was holding him with the other. And here he is underneath the water now with a mouthful of air, and he's thinking, "I'm drowning." But he cut the net under the water, and it was a hard chore to do. It's hard to cut loose when you're underneath the water. But finally, he got his hand loose, And friend, he swam to the top of the water. Amen. And that day, forever, he told everybody else, you need to carry a knife with you. Amen. I want to tell somebody, you need the word of God with you. You need to hide it in your heart. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Amen. When foolishness and folly comes your way, even when you did it, even when you did not take precaution, even when you did a foolish step, even when you said something, the only way you're going to get out is when you got the sword, the word of God. Amen. Saint of God, tonight, I come to tell somebody, I have a God has grace for our foolishness. In the time of our foolish efforts, in the time of our ways, I have a great God who has grace, even unmerited favor for you and I. But you better know how to carry that knife. You better know how to be familiar with the word of God. You better stay with the book, and you better have the book with you. Wherever you go, be guided by the compass of godliness and righteousness. Oh, I don't have to do that. I don't have to do all that. That's old fashioned. It's old fashioned to carry a knife. It's not right to, you're trying to prove something by carrying that knife. You're trying to be more holier than everybody else by living according to the Bible. And it's not going to hurt you to listen to that. It's not going to hurt you to watch a little TikTok. A little bit of TikTok, it's all right. But foolishness, one little web at a time, one little strand at a time. And before you know it, you're so tied up and wrapped up, tangled up. But I'm thankful tonight that I have a God tonight that wants you to understand that he's a God of grace and goodness. God wants you to be victorious. Amen. Let's stand in this place tonight. Amen. I feel the goodness of the Lord in this place. I feel the strength of God for somebody. That strong arm of God. Amen. The word of God is quick and sharper and powerful than any two-edged sword. Amen. The sharpest thing you ever have in your life is the word of God. But friend, when you have the word of God, you have access to the God of the word. He will never fail you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Amen. Oh, friend, we need to uphold the word, the ways of God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands with me tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All my life he's been faithful. Hallelujah. All my life you've been good. All my life, God, you've been there. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you come to the front right now lifting your hands in this place? I feel the goodness of the Lord. Don't let the enemy talk you out of that. Oh, hallelujah. Don't let the enemy say, oh man, you really don't need to make any move for God. When the goodness of the Lord is flowing tonight for your soul. Hallelujah. 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 Just like that mama hears the cry of that child, God wants somebody to lift their voice and cry to him. Amen. Lift your voice, saint of God. Amen. Lamb of God, cry. Come on, somebody needs to call on the Lord. Amen. He's near. Hallelujah. He's close as a mention of his name tonight. Amen. You don't have to stay bound up. You don't have to stay, festered up in sin. The goodness of the Lord is here tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Faithful you are.
All my life you have been faithful.
Come on, don't let foolishness lock you up.
And all my life you have been so, so good. Woo! With every breath that I am able.
Somebody get a breath of it tonight.
I will see.
Come on, hallelujah, you receive what God has for you right now. I feel the liberty of the Holy Ghost. The cleansing, the forgiveness of God, the mercies of God.
All my life you have been faithful.
You're faithful, Jesus.
And all my life you have been so, so good.
I will sing of the goodness of God.
In all my life you have been faithful.
Somebody needs to bathe right now in the Holy Ghost. Come on, it's been a while since you bathed in the Spirit. Come on, it's been a while since you bathed your wounds. Come on, hallelujah. Let the Lord cover your heart. Let him cover your foolishness. Let him cover your folly. Let him cover your actions. Let him cover you tonight with his goodness. With his grace and power. Hallelujah.
And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so good. With every breath,
go ahead, cut loose tonight. Cut yourself free. Come on, from the shackles, the net, the web of condemnation and guilt and pride.
In all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so good.
Yes.
With every breath that I am able.
Come on, be a learner. Be one that learns. Amen. Oh, trust God. Believe God. Let God tonight. Let God come on, apply his grace.
It's running after me.
Would you pray with somebody near you if you're not praying for yourself?
Oh,
pray with somebody. Somebody may need that tonight. Pray with that person. You never know if they're bound. Pray with them. Come on. Worship with them. Worship with them in the goodness of the Lord. His goodness tonight is running after you. It's running after you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You have been
faithful.
All my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able,
I will sing to you, Lord.
I will sing.
Great is the Lord.
The goodness of God.
Great.
And all my life you have been faithful.
Come on, would you let God tonight? Come on. Amen. Oh, amen. The Lord wants to do surgery tonight. He wants to reach inside of a heart. Amen. That's been bound. Amen. Let the glory of the Lord begin to give you deliverance and peace and healing. Let the Lord give you healing right now. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost when it comes on you. Somebody needs to pray in the Spirit. Amen. Let the Spirit of the Lord revive you. Let the Spirit of God revive your fight.
Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything.
The goodness of the Lord's here for you.
Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now.
I give you everything. Oh, it's you.
Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so. I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so good.
With every breath that I am able.
I will sing of the goodness of God. been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Been faithful.
Hallelujah. Would you pray? Come
all
on.
My life you have been
I want you to find
so,
somebody else to pray with.
So
if you pray with somebody, go to somebody else. It's okay.
Hallelujah.
Go with somebody. Go pray with them. Yoke together with somebody in prayer. Come on, we can't let foolishness win. We can't let foolish and folly win when grace is alive today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for hearing my cry. Thank you for hearing my prayer, Lord. Thank you for knowing my need tonight, Lord Jesus.
God's been good. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't is forever. Your goodness is forever. Your mercy is forever, forever. You are good. You are good. You are good. Your mercy is forever. You are good. You are good. You are good. Your mercy is forever. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, see how great, how great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, see how great, how great is our God. Name above,
name above all things, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great.
Would you worship the Lord with us right now? Come on, the goodness
the
of God is working.
Name above all names,
worthy of all praise. My heart
yes.
will sing, how great is our God.
How great.
See?
Somebody ought to sing this song tonight. How great is our God? Come on, He brought you out of a horrible pit.
It's our God.
Tonight. Sing it, proclaim it. Sing it, proclaim it.
How great, how great is our God. Sing with me. How great
is our God. Oh, with me. How great. How great is our God.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we serve a great God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Aren't you glad you came to the house of the Lord? Hallelujah. Just another opportunity to be in His presence. It's all worth it. All. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Please remember the announcements. Amen. Amen. Let's go to heaven. How? Amen. You are dismissed in the fear of the Lord.